Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Saturday, the 20th of June of the year 2020, episode 172 of this year alone. In history, on this day, in 1214, the University of Oxford received its charter, beginning as a home of the mind for those who wished to dedicate their lives to learning, and winding up as the place you stash the tadpoles of the ruling class so they can bond with each other over port parties, polo, and perversions before going on to perpetuate the problems of vast social inequalities. On this day in 1872, the US Congress adopted the Great Seal of the United States, this saving the poor seal from a life under threat from sharks. Speaking of which, on this day in 1975, the famous movie about a shark, directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Roy Scheider, is released. That famous movie, as we all know, Shark Fangs. They say the narrative pitch for Shark Fangs was so powerful that it's used to this day to explain movie plots to Hollywood mavens incapable of understanding anything that isn't the same as something else. So, for example, the movie Alien with Sigourney Weaver was Shark Fangs in Space, and the movie Fast Bus with Keanu Reeves was pitched as Shark Fangs on a Bus. Your guest today on the podcast is tech billionaire Josh Gondelman, just off the launch of his app that builds apps. Welcome back to the show, Josh.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here to talk about App Squared.
How's it going so far?
It's incredible. It's exponential. And I think I'm an app now.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from the screaming baby that is the 24-hour news cycle and cuddle up with the calm baby that is the weekend magazine. This Saturday, our top feature section is a digital detox advice segment. But first, some feature sections we don't have time for. This Saturday's feature sections we won't have time for include a guide to lion behaviour on the off chance you end up hanging out with a bunch of lions, because at this point, who knows what else this year will bring, and a how to make a vision board in 6 easy steps, including have a vision, be incapable of executing that vision, and then do a collage about the vision. As well as plastic surgery solutions for the breakdown of civil society, including post-apocalypse fillers, freezing off your fat when there's no electricity, and that thing where they put spikes coming out of your head for maximum Thunderdome. What plastic surgery are you going to get post the breakdown of civil society, Josh Gondelman?
I'm going to have my feet and hands replaced with wheels, finally. I mean, I was going to do that before, but I'm definitely doing it after.
Look, it makes going uphill a lot harder, but going downhill more fun.
That's, you know, if I can make half of my life easier, that's what I want. And I am going downhill half the time. That's kind of how I orchestrate my days. It's a very specific kind of exercise plan that's it's called Up and Downsies, and all the tech billionaires are doing it.
I mean, they're certainly all doing something. That's all the time we have for the feature sections we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the moment you stop distracting yourself with the relentless fripperies of life, you'll start to think about the real problems, and who wants that? Hi. Here's a message from us here at Johnson's Fishery. We want you to know that we know that Black Lives Matter. It's important to us that you know that about us. Also, cod is $9.99 a kilo with free shipping. Buy an envelope of cod for your family today. If you're on Apollo 13 and two of the three fuel cells in your service module have gone dead, you're going to need to use most of the water on board to keep your critical equipment functioning. As a result, among other things, you'll want to cut your water ration to about a fifth of a litre apiece, or half a large cup of water. You can't survive for long, but half a glass of water will get you to the moon and back. Hi, if you have a short attention span, just imagine the rest of this ad. What's it for? God knows. But here's some atmospheric music and a woman who looks like a child. It's probably perfume. Buy perfume. Perfume. Brought to you by the air and your nose, and probably Chanel.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top feature section. Your top feature section this Saturday is digital detox advice brought to you by the digital man himself, Josh Gondelman. What advice have you got for our listeners?
Well, so this is a big question, right? People feel like they're sometimes too online and they need a detox. They need some time away from the internet. Personally, I'm as much internet as man at this point in history. And so for me to do without the internet would be like asking most people to divest their bodies from oxygen. So personally, it's not an option for me. When I want to detox, I actually overtalk, because to me, the only way out is through. So I will sit and lie down in a tank of pure internet and I will plug Ethernet cables into my ears and butt and just let the internet flow through me at to such a concentration that it is like there is no internet at all. I achieve a kind of full stasis with the internet. So that for me is what works. Maybe other people don't have quite the same kind of synaptic receptors that would make that desirable. I'm just kind of a different kind of person because I'm so wealthy, and I think that about myself. For other people, I think I recommend for like a regular, just like a schlub, like some kind of loser, you know, just like somebody who's worth 1 million plus, right? That's like kind of the floor for someone's net worth is 1 million. Someone who's worth 1 million to 1 billion, somewhere in that zone, I recommend completely unplugging. When you're not at work, get off the internet entirely. Don't email. Don't look up how to get a reservation at a restaurant. Don't Google where your doctor is. Just be in the world. Just live. I will say, for my employees, I demand that when they are not at work, they're still attached to an email receptor that I've implanted in their brains. I shouldn't even be talking about it. I made myself sign a non-disclosure agreement, but it's not an option if you work for me. But at other jobs, just no information on the weekend, and then just absolutely bombard yourself with a hateful quantity of data during the week.
And on the weekend, just get a servant to show you where things are or tell you facts, I guess.
I mean, that goes without saying. Who doesn't have a servant showing them around on the weekend? On the weekends, personally, I blindfold myself and let a server show me around just so that I am like, it's not even that I'm detoxing from the internet. I detox from one of my senses every week. So sometimes it's a blindfold. Sometimes I cover my tongue in wax so I can't taste. other times I hold my nose closed with a clothespin. The no touching weeks are pretty hard. It is a full body anesthetic. And then a lot of falling down and bleeding.
Thank you so much, Josh Gondelman. That's all the time we have for our top story for this week, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Greetings, Alice Fraser, and guest of today. That's you today, Josh.
Who?
I am Aretel Erdogo, the White Lady of the Frostford, daughter of Radriel, and I dwell in a hidden kingdom taking shadow from the fear of orcs. Each day when the dawn is shining and the beautiful flowers bloom and the air is warm with the early rays of the sun, I enjoy the daily ritual of listening to your episodes through my troubadour's beautiful voice with his gentle playing of the lute. But the days are dark. There is no hope for elves. One day I heard the news about your guest, Josh Gondelman, with robot arms. I minded taking help from Josh Gondelman for the perilous war against orcs. His deeds will be sung for ages on the tongues of mortal men and elves. Could you assist me in contacting Josh Gondelman? Oh, beautiful voice, Lady Aradel Erdogo. So, Josh, this is a cry for help. Would you be willing to assist this elven kingdom?
Oh, you know, yeah. I've got a pretty... Look, this is embarrassing for me because since she heard about my robot arms, I've had my robot arms replaced with... you know, just regular human carbon arms, but like a lot of them. Like, if you could see me right now, I've got arms out the ass, literally. Just it's arms all over. I'm trying to figure out how to optimize the human body where the arms should be. And I'll tell you, so far what my research says is coming out of the shoulders. So I'm not a lot of help right now. I'm just kind of I'm lousy with arms over here.
Yeah, you're like the guy who built the light bulb, saying you've learned 900 different places that arms shouldn't be coming out of.
Correct. That's exactly right. I've got kind of a Thomas Edison thing going on over here, except I frighten children.
Well, Edison frightened children too, but he mainly did it by hiding behind light posts and then leaping out and screaming at them because light posts didn't have light bulbs in them yet. What am I talking about?
I think he killed an elephant with electricity one time.
Oh,
that was an experiment he did.
Of course he did.
And it's like, he just did that in public, not even for sex reasons? Come on, man. You kill an elephant with electricity, you get a charge out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much for sending your letter in. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Josh Gondelman. If you enjoyed Josh Gondelman on the podcast, which you should have because he's very good, you can go back to episode 111 or episode 106 for other examples of his excellent entrepreneurial skills. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have a new podcast of my own called Make My Day. It is a comedy game show with only one contestant, so the contestant always wins.
That is a metaphor for friendship with you, Josh, I feel.
I think it is the most me thing I could possibly do. It sounds like a bit because everything else I've said has been facetious, but that is actually what I'm like and what my podcast is.
Thank you so much for coming on. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is streaming on Amazon Prime, so check that out if you want to. The executive producer for this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say... good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.